is a lot of the problems of most of what Michael is saying is if we fit in the domain name holder, that I understand that can be some sort of defensive situation of a specific problem and a specific interest. But what we are talking about in the non-commercial is the interest of universities, of institutions, of organizations that are in the public path. And we have to make that strong. And we don't have to be exclusive. We have to put together the most people as possible in order to make our voice heard. Because if we were going to be just Michael Strandl, myself, and Milton Muller, and 15 different people, our voice will count zero. But if we have the Japan Youth and all the others that can participate, our voice will be much stronger.
So what can
I say? Large organization.
There's a general assembly for that.
For what?
For everybody getting together and wanting to be happy families. That's for what? You know?
Michael,
the interest of benefit
to be effective for the non-commercial interest. And we have to find a way out today. And the answer to Milton is this one. It's true, you are not allowed to get into the CTLD constituency. But if you build a registered activity, every constituency will have criteria. There's nothing wrong in a complex organization to have parts that fit in different activities. We can define this as reductive. We can define this as whoever does not fit somewhere else. But in that case, please take the consensus on the goal off the wall, because we are getting back to the concept of the Indian reservation. And this is to a certain extent bad, because we have a consistency that we have three people in the county, but you count zero.
You've misunderstood. I'm not pushing the difference.
You
completely misunderstood.
I think it would be more
than
any help.
Okay.
If we have such representation by individuals and our government intellectual leaders, I believe there's a very close matrix between individuals that have come to ICANN and domain name holders. I think it's very, very strong. Especially because the numbers that we're thinking of here, and the numbers that we're thinking of, hundreds of thousands and more. These people are going to be internet users in one way or another. They are certainly at least going to suffer under email and social networks. So, yeah. my intention for why we don't need individual representation in this particular constituency, and really not so terribly strong a concern in the other areas as well. It seems to me that I'm not that arrogant, not that, I'm not that arrogant, not that I can do anything like that, but it just doesn't seem like a big deal. This really is just an avoidance coming from an individual grouping against an omnipotent.
So that's your, excuse me, so that's your objection to Duke's being, is that to Duke being in his constituency, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Because certainly the ICU, well, the ICU has never faced any of its discussion on individuals versus organizations, only on who has a registered domain. It's got nothing to do with individuals versus associations.
That's the idea I'm understanding right now, again, because of my understanding of the mapping between those two. And I know that you're being here, but my sense is that as a partitioning of interest across the different institutions, it's very sensible to say one of them is the not-for-profit or the organization. So if you wish to be present here, you can set up a more or less legal organization to attend, or do so for some other organization to attend. It's so simple.
Not so simple. Let me explain to you. If you haven't been here for both of the meetings, I will explain to you. We are debating three different proposals. One of the proposals proposes as a compromise to incorporate individuals into this constituency because they currently have no constituents. What you're saying is put them into the General Assembly and give the General Assembly or the individual membership the right to elect the board members and the nine board members. Okay, that's
no, I don't think at all. I think it's just like the breadth of that representation in the individual membership of ICANN and a large membership of the I think that's taken care of easily.
So you're saying that individuals are sort of present in a diffuse fashion in all these other things?
No, not at all. I'm saying they're present in that 45% vote for 20% of all board members of
ICANN. Listen, all of a sudden there are a whole bunch of new people in the room who obviously don't have any claim to membership in a non-commercial domain in the whole thing. Have you all come here to disrupt this meeting, or what the hell's going on here? No, but seriously, we only have a half an hour left. Are we going to finish the business of this constituency? We can let a lot of people who have nothing to do with non-commercial domain and all just kind of stood open there.
My intention was to provide a substance to develop
I think what you're saying that they propose is the issue on the table is do you support or not the ACN compromise incorporating individuals into this constituency temporarily until they make their own constituency. I interpret you as saying you do not support that, you think individuals will get their representation through AFR membership. Is that correct? Okay.
I think that's a very interesting point about individuals having the representation of someone else. And if you follow that, then not the technical organizations have. Can somebody address the question of the other two supporting organizations and what they're doing? Because in a way, it's similar to what you're saying. Individuals have the representation on the ICANN board, and there are two other supporting organizations, which I understand, that be largely the technical organizations behind the stability and the backbone of the internet. So that they also see the other supporting organizations. Many of the organizations that we're talking about will have their individuals on the ICANN board, exactly equivalent to what is saying individuals. Can someone address that? Do we really have other groups that represent individuals and represent the IACS and IAB?
Yes. This is one of the most difficult questions, and I think one issue is there's a difference between interest and a single person becomes multiple interests. And if you mentioned as representation, is this representing itself? And the challenge, of course, that in constituencies, this really may not seem a good idea, but the consensus was that we should have it, whether they represent us on exactly this one as they should be, but they don't make a sense of how it's done in the case. Their goal is to represent interest, not organizations, and that's why the answer, if you can be a member of different constituencies, representing your interest.
And then wait a minute, you need to decide that. Every constituency decided that for itself. This is constituency for itself.
Yeah, hold on a moment. We decide if it is possible. Again, if you have a self-organization.
But most of the constituencies do not allow other people in. This is the key point. This is what you're getting there.
Slowly, okay. The point is, you left that as an open question.
Okay, that's
how it should be. Whether it should be. what can I argue about what I said, what was just being said? There are three security organizations.
That's what's happened here, is constituencies have already been collapsed, and most of the people in the scene have no claim to be in the non-commercial domain in all these constituencies. They don't have a non-commercial domain.
These are individuals and families.
Okay.
What? Okay. Well, when you say that the three votes in the main council, if this is a so-called reservation, that these votes will not be powerful, that means false on the paper. These votes are more powerful than three votes that have been co-opted by other interests and other constituencies. Okay, three votes are three votes. You just count the three, and there they are. They're votes. Now, I want those votes to be devoted to non-commercial interests. It's very simple. And in order to do that, you need to have a principle that simply gives to these interests the right to have their own constituency. I don't understand why anybody would object to that. I think that all of your constituencies are adequately represented and exclusive. This is the true thing. I cannot even get close to the trademark constituency, even though I have published scholarship on the trademark domain in history.
I can just talk to
you about that.
Yeah,
the
same
line.
No, you're playing semantic games in order to deny people like myself a right to a place in this organization. That's what you're doing.
Michael, nobody is denying anything. I'm just privileging, in my philosophy, I privilege the possibility of having in the same room different people that can bring different ideas than the pure and simple counting on votes. I think that it will be more effective.
Well, maybe that's because the other people.
Nobody is talking about getting IBM or AT&T into the membership of this constituency.
There are registrars here. There are registries trying to get into the constituency. What the hell are you talking about?
There are individuals here.
This is not a place to discuss any damn thing in the world. It's a place to discuss the formation of a specific group of people. The people who hold non-commercial domains. Now, you hold them on, you pay $35 a year for a .org or a .edu.
Yes.
Then you have a right to a voice here. Why not?
This is not the something on which we don't consent, and it has not been stated. We are not talking about people that have non-commercial domain name.
Oh, yes, we are.
I mean, we have reality is not black and white, but different shades of gray. If there are organizations that are complex and have areas of influence, there are organizations that could be that are ISPs and registrars, and they could be exposed.
Who's in the business these days? Who's in the
business? In my opinion, it will be cutting ourselves out from one big part of the possibility of bringing new trends and new ideas for the non-commercial cause. If we are too selective, we talk about, for instance, universities and so on. I would be very open in terms of universities, but there are universities that have some kind of commercial activity.
They call it non-commercial domain. They got that in the EU, and they paid for it. And they have a right to a voice because they hold a non-commercial domain in there.
Especially outside the United States.
Look, you've got a constituency for people with .com. Now, we're asking for a constituency for people with .org and .edu, and we have a right to one.
And I disagree with the fact that the drawing line would be .org and .edu.
Then get rid of the other constituencies first. Don't tell us we don't have a right to them.
Well, he's right, and it's true. Not easy to use, it may be non-commercial subdomains within 100 codes that don't have IEU. We all accept that, we all understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is one of the exclusivity of the constituents. If you are a multi-faceted organization, all we're saying is that you have to make a choice. And that's unfortunate. That's not our fault. We didn't create the constituents. I think it is unfortunate that JP Nick would have to make a choice. If JP Nick can open up the CCPLD constituency to non-commercial voices, then we would reconsider that. I would be happy to reconsider it.
Sure. I'd
like to make one. Yeah.
We have a
proclamation
about
this. You have what?
We have a
proclamation about this. We have a proclamation about this.
Probably.
Or other ones too. But still, we have to make sure for our own benefit. We need our own benefit. So if you lose that JP, then you're definitely eligible for it. Or you could keep that JP and you decide you're going to join this registry and click the CCPLD. Either one is fine. That's just the exclusivity thing to someone else.
There's something human to be done. In my opinion, they would get one vote for the registrants of the .org domain. Or if they have 10, they would get 10 votes. That's my opinion. Now, I see that, this is a place for defending the name. The name. We're in danger of getting the name, the possibility of registering domain names taken away from us. That's what needs to be defended here. Not talking about philosophy. We have a practical problem.
We promised the youth that we were given a chance to make a pitch. He's going to make it now.
Let's look at the next question.
I didn't
like
it. If your
We certainly do not support that NSI policy of there being no distinction. Obviously, when we say .edu and .org, we mean in their original definition of it. have to remain.
So narrow,
the best way to use a non-profit or non-commercial destroy the risk of the cost. I think a lot of people in this room, the other way around, a lot of people in this room have decimated in various ways Michael criteria for membership being based on what we're going to do. I don't think we need to beat up on ideas that are not advancing us. What we need to do is identify the areas where we have agreement. Now, as I understand, we have agreed on segmentation of small and large organizations. We have no consensus on exclusivity. We're still debating that. The compromise of incorporating individuals, I'm going to let you make a speech now. Let's try to decide something substantive about that before we break. Is that a plan? Okay.
So, I found a lot of people that have been supporting me for a while, and came up with a charter for individual naming artists. The song of that is www.democracy.org/organize. But the first thing they have is I've done for consideration at the outcome board with a request to recognize individual. I'm grateful for Milton's argument that at least I'm allowed to speak here, otherwise I wouldn't be accepted from the room. He allows an envelope for the individual within the non-commercial group. For example, if council of the Icon Board decides to allow our organization to our own membership criteria. The membership criteria of the group is very simple. Simply the personal ownership of A is a man. This is of course, this could be a song, this could be an NCCCLB, the second level of NCCCLB matter. The ground is the membership criteria, the control, ministry control over the domain. You're the one who can tell the registrar, okay, cancel your name, or you are the one who has that all. And I feel it's necessary to have this individual remaining petition because as I see it, more of the internet is going to make people both commercial and non-commercial. So they have to go from that stuff that has a lot of personal stuff, but has also stuff that may actually make money change hands. And in some ways, it would be key for their successful commercial enterprise. So I think it's wrong to create a bureaucracy that will drive people into commercial and non-commercial hands. And I think that's a very small part of the idea. That the outcome board is considered a similar board to split the request for individual name members into a business manager to define a non-commercial. And I think a lot of the arguments that they're having here is about, and it's going to be about, outcome. Tell me your outcome in that commercial. That does this qualify you for Michael's constituency? Do we really want to create a bureaucracy that's going to put people in charge to determine whether you're not commercial? Yes, there's a separate reservation. What we are seeing is that we're going to have separate reservation for commercial and non-commercial if we go on this path. And it's going to be a hell of a problem for a lot of individuals. So please, I'm on board. Give us our own investigation. Because we have interest that are human. And the internet is going to have commercial nodes, company nodes, organizational nodes, that these add up to going to be an important part of the net, no matter what the system. People like Michael, with a non-member organization, whatever that is,
well, it certainly is not. There are thousands of non-members. What are you talking about?
No, it's probably a legal definition, but I'm aware of myself.
There are more non-members than non-profits than non-members.
Just about questioning this. Will individuals with their specific interests. We usually feel represented as identified with the fairly sharp conversation on the commission. So,
What I'm saying is that it is a domestic verified organization. Certainly, the ACA and the government team has put in a proposal that we recommend a separate individual consistency. So, do you think that I'm getting the government team right now? And that is what we're having in this case. I've talked to clients, and I've been involved in traffic for about 4 years. And what's happening is there are different groups out there, and the DMSL is for the Dominion policy. Because it's going to be set up without the Dominion policy, it's a way to challenge Dominion and the Dominion holders and the rights holder Dominion. And in the way to challenge, in the processes that are being set up, I see different interests. And I see a commercial set of interests. I see a non-commercial set of interests. And what's happening is that the Michael Simpson has proposed that there's world intellectual property organizations that we create new top levels that mean specifically for non-commercial purposes that may, that probably will not be governed by the trademark issues, that will probably have additional privacy protections for human rights organizations. So there is a movement now in the midst of free consensus that commercial top levels that make non-commercial top levels that mean that will have different rules by government. And clearly this organization, as we're laying it out, and as the proposals show, with the exception of Mr. Sunday, will be going in the direction of the pure non-commercial top-level domains and laying them out and setting up the rules for that. Because that's what fits with religion, educational, charitable, and professional. So that leaves out the group that I work with most of the time, these individuals that are in this kind of no man's land, they're partially commercial, they're partially non-commercial, many have that time. Many have that word, and we're using them as .com, many have that .com, and we're using them as .org. But what's going to happen is most of them are going to follow this broad rule for the creators of commercial top-level domains. Most of them are called commercial top-level domains, and then most of them are going to be governed by the same type of rules that we govern disputes between large companies. So what's going to happen is we're going to be called before world arbitrators. That's what we're proposing. We know nothing about this, nothing about open communication, nothing about the rights one might have to defend the many things that are not commercial intellectual property. If you think I'm kidding, I've done a lot of work with world intellectual property organizations. So the procedures, we really do need a group, I believe, that works with setting up the first set of procedures in the world to represent individuals when they call before international arbitration organizations against large companies. It's no one's ever looked at it. Large companies versus individuals on the commercial side. When you've got a little user and a big user and a commercial, or something on the borderline of commercial and non-commercial organizations. And that's why
individuals. We will embrace the company. There are so many individuals, small companies, sometimes they're incorporated, sometimes they're not. They have the main name, they're from the main name. But their interest is individual. They have their company as individual.
It's going to be a borderline problem. Many of them are excluded from the business community.
Actually, more than half of the people that have signed up on the report are not having internet interest.
Let me just say that what's you're trying to develop a sentencing census here. The proposal on the floor is APM proposes to temporarily incorporate individuals into this constituency, recognizing that it's not the correct thing to do.
You have to clarify, are you saying we should do that instead of doing the APM compromise? Are you saying that if we do that, they will get this immediately?
I'm just asking how many of you support this proposal, because I understand it now going into individuals who own small businesses instead of being their small business owner role as individuals.
For profit or not for profit. know. They're trying, they're most of the United Parish trying to end up body language from this much more than that. They have one of the purposes of
the number. We
want to be on the table. Yeah, if somebody has a floor, nobody can hear you.
Okay, you think the individual thing is offset and the creation of the music system through that set?
I think it's certainly offset actually.
For the non-commercial.
For the non-commercial. If ATM wants to make a proposal to support group proposal separately, I think that's fine. But what the ICAM wants to consider is what the entity wants to do.
Okay, so why don't we move to a show of hands? And again, if you're not a non-commercial, if you're not eligible to be a member of the constituency under any three of the definitions, I would advise you to leave the room and let us discuss it.
Not stepping up, Moby. Very strong.
Thank you, sir.
Does it sound overqualified?
Yes, it does, generally.
It's a good thing. What do you do with it? There's lots of stuff off that are purely commercial. That dividing line is no longer
I'm interested in the compromise proposal which would incorporate into a temporarily entity non-commercial position. Can we have a show of hands just to think this is a good idea? Okay, temporary incorporation of individuals into the non-commercial position. That's a show of hands. Please support this.
What about individuals using the name
Just a minute, before we take any votes, could I just make a plea? This study isn't going to work, it never does. Could you self-select yourself? If you use the internet predominantly to make money, would you please leave the room and let us do some work in here, please?
I can nobody raise your hand. The fact that two or three people leave the room, that's not going to change the result.
Well, okay, so you don't like temporary incorporation of individuals.
I don't like it. If you allow me, I can in some sense explain you why.
At this stage, I don't think I'm going to
have no one raised
their hand. But that means we don't have to go back to the recommendation of the immediate creation.
Exactly.
Because there was support for that.
I think it's clear from the discussion that we cannot agree on some very fundamental points. And it's wrong to take a vote in this room. I think the one thing we agree on is that a vote in this room is meaningless. There is no basis for making any decision on any show of hands in this room.
I would say also that I would not want to exclude anyone. I think the vote and final discussion might have just screwed up for me, even if the fact that there are ways to come together.
I can't have to consider something, but ask me how you prefer to do it.
We're approaching with your sentence, and if it ends up being two separate proposals, we tomorrow, that's unfortunate, but we're listening to you. And then, yeah, as a board, we may simply decide there's no consensus on what you're doing.
Every organization in the world except ACM and ICIIU agreeing on something, and there were three proposals submitted. If I were the board, I would say it's a no-brainer, and I would select the one that had 99% of all the organizations. So I would graduate.
Yeah. I would say two things in response to that. That means that the management of those organizations has supported the program. I would assume that that kind of proposal would actually probably represent a safe recession. But with some number or another, it has come. And, yeah, that would obviously be like an implication for us. But something comes in that's clearly that's supporting those people, and the bell that probably isn't supporting those before, because the sermon can't represent a
and we have one more not the case, but we do have points of agreement. I think it's important to point out that we have agreement about segmentation of small and large organizations.
Can I make a proposal?
Wait a minute. Let me finish my sentence here about the very important reason of agreement. It seems to me that modifications to the existing proposal can be made and submitted to you. We obviously do not have the capability to come back to another meeting like this and get
And that is that I believe that the exclusivity is simple reference. I am not against the exclusivity. I don't think I've had every opinion of every journal that is interested. I think it would be wrong. And I don't know what I just have to say, but that's thing, but I don't
think it's
different. But I think it's I really want to do that. But on the other hand,
I'm sorry, but as an individual, if he's a core registrar, so, you know, how can the same individual as a core registrar defend the rights of the many registrants who have an argument with their own core registrar?
But that's what we're talking about now.
I don't care what the many organization is. I'm talking about it as a bad time.
I'm sorry.
But it is sheer representative, actually, isn't it? It's not rather bad time, I think. Isn't it a registrar for...
FD is a core registrar, and FD is a lot of different things. As I told you several times, the reality is not black and white.
When it's a fight between the registrants of non-commercial domain names who are being told by the core registrars that they have to sign a three-page contract giving away all rights to their domain name, and we're protesting that because we don't want the
whose side are you
going to take?
Will not be on your side. Who's authorizing to think you're there? Because SPD itself is a non-for-profit organization, and
they are the brother guys kind of
anyway, the moment that we'll have the application for membership, we'll discuss this. Now we are talking about setting up a proposal in order to have the exam constituency up and running. That's the problem. And what I was trying to do is to come up with a certain compromise that I wanted to see that rightfully you continue, because I wanted to say basically the same thing. We can, there are certain areas of difference, but what we should do is to get together all the points that we have, that on which we have consensus, and even if we can't come up with a full complete application or definition of the constituency, we can have some key elements, and on the basis of those uncontroversial
yet, man. You can make the proposal this afternoon at the plenary again, and that can go to the board. And then it's the problem of the board, whether they will accept it as a placeholder and let a certain amount of time and straighten up the details and come up with a strict criteria for membership and have the membership and have the vote on the three council members and so on and so forth. But I don't want to get out from here without the possibility of having at least a placeholder for this constituency. And I think it's perfectly reasonable that we write a document summarizing all the consensus points, and then we forget about all this you know.
We can get together and write such a document, get 3-4 people involved in that effort, and do it, and have it ready for tomorrow.
You recommend that we do it now? Well, this is a general example right after me.
12 o'clock, we can't do it,
That's anybody who's honest is not going to have that, but even that would have no, you would not be represented by having no constituency. You understand that?
Well,
yes. We can get some lunch, but...
Well, there's a sort of nonsensical general assembly.
Is it someone who feels like they can pull the meeting together and summarize the points? It seems to me that what we have on the membership criteria is actually pretty close to what we got with our goals. These are the goals that people who want to do this in getting campus goals together. And the idea is not what we're trying to create, as Ryan said, but something that we could own together, something we could come up with together that may or may not be exactly what three proposed, four proposed had on their piece of paper, but something that we can say collectively that at least we've got to know and we kind of came up with. And the goals were, and this was in red, that we wanted to see this organization represent the voice, this constituency represent the voice of non-commercial. And there's a little ambiguous whether it's non-commercial organizations or non-commercial seats on the internet. Independent and commercial interests, there's a question mark there. You need to, if there's someone who's in here who can follow me that they want to clarify that or help me decide whether you're determined or you take it off at this point, we need to figure that out. Okay, so non-commercial, non-government.
Of the members arise from the use of the domain. The use of the...
Yes.
They said that we have to give up the word to use the use of non-commercial interest.
Yes.
Okay? And in that context,
yes.
In that context, I agree. Because not all non-commercial interests are using the meaning of non-commercial users.
No, it's the result.
The result for going in this direction.
Okay.
Do we like the one organization, one vote?
Yes.
Is that it?
Already, yes.
Do we want to nod?
They've already nodded.
One organization, one vote. And how about, and serving on, this is I think the same thing, but in fact, so much exactly the way it's moving up. Serving on commercial interests, promoting on commercial activities. That's our consensus, you know?
Yes.
For those of us who thought we weren't going to be able to do
it.
So the question is who qualifies as organizations versus individuals, or which individuals, and
which organizations?
And which organizations?
Exactly. And I think that the only way out is to have a kind of interim situation where we have an initial membership, and then let the initial membership to find out whether the clauses have to be extended or restricted. That's the only way out. this is not simple either.
Can I ask you, tell me if I'm stretching this too far, that since these are the basic principles that are being decided by this most diverse group, and we are extremely diverse, that this is what we're going to hold our nation council representatives to. Regardless of who becomes the members, we want them to represent this. We have made position this group of interest before. Whoever we decide as entity, it's these non-commercial activities and non-commercial interests that we want represented before the nation council to this board. Is that right?
That's right.
Right? Are we done?
You have to have a minimum criteria for you.
Does anyone want to talk about the problem of, and we can start into the case, can we go on for another 10, 15 minutes?
I think
we're talk about what is a non-commercial
entity.
And how to evaluate
it. How about if we all think it over and meet after lunch?
Yes, flower. Yes, I like that.
Huh?
Because now we are.
Let's go have lunch, talk about it, and come back afterwards.
Huh? Oh, no, sorry. You can drink your love.
We're going to reconvene here at 1 o'clock. We're going to meet here in 1 hour.
I think we can vote and then talk to the general assembly.
So what? We'll miss a few minutes. Hold on, General Assembly is perfect.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
But that's what I'm
practice. Let's forget about the minimum.